Sit Down by the Bank, a Jacksonville Jaguars podcast with Corey, Derek, and JK3.
All right, welcome to Down by the Bank, sponsored by Brewers Pizza, Orange Park, and Clay County's only brew pub. This is Corey.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Derek.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's JK3.
Hey, so have you guys gotten your season ticket mailer spam in the mail yet?
Yeah, I got my stupid magnet.
No, well, first of all, the magnet's cool. It's not stupid. So I actually wasn't referring to that mail. I actually like that mail. I'm talking about the one that just came out, I think yesterday for us. It's like a big fold-out thing talking about like the 25th anniversary of the team.
And, got that too, and it's got Tom Coughlin's face on it. All the, you know, past and present faces on it, you know, 25th anniversary. But how about our current head coach? Doesn't have him on it.
Doug Marrone?
Yeah. You noticed that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was supposed to be like a historic thing. Although Paul Posluszny, I don't know, does he earn the right to be in like the historic fold-out for the team? I don't know.
I don't know what the deal. I mean, I like Puz, don't get me wrong, but I think he gets a little bit more credit. Like, Puz is up in the same level with like Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardell, and Tony Boselli somehow, and I don't get it.
Right, and again, I'm not, you know, I don't.
I'm not dissing him. I'm not downing him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he seemed more of like a serviceable guy, more than like an elite guy. Was he ever considered elite for like in the NFL for the Jags? I mean, I don't think he was. Was he?
In Buffalo, he was. Pretty elite. He was a pretty elite tackler. And I think with us, I think he was a really, really good tackler. But, I mean, he made the Pro Bowl. So I guess you got to be elite to that. But I don't know about putting him along up there with all the, you know, 25th anniversary stuff. I've seen it. And I'm just like, you know what? It's still too soon for me to commit. Especially, you know, with some of the latest stuff that's been happening, which we'll probably talk about here soon, but it's too soon for me to commit right now.
Right. And one thing on the Posluszny thing, maybe that's just a sign of how bad, like, that era of the Jags was. You know what I mean? That he was kind of like the representative for that period of time. But yeah, I agree. I'm actually, again, the thing I think is appealing about this podcast is that we're not, I mean, we're just basically casual fans that enjoy talking about the team. And so we can kind of keep it real a little bit when it comes to this ticket renewal stuff. And the fact that we're all older with families. And so it's a little different perspective maybe than what you hear otherwise. But I got to wait and see. I mean, I don't know if I'm fully committed yet. And I hope that doesn't make me sound like a horrible fan that doesn't, you know, want to invest in the team or anything. I mean, we'll still go to a couple games or whatnot, but I don't know if I can invest for the entire season again quite yet.
I don't know if I can invest for the entire season, even if I didn't have a family, as long as BB5 is on this roster. I don't care if he is a quarterback on the team. We're going to go through the same things that we've been through. Every dog had its day. We had our day, and now it's, you know, back to reality.
I may not renew. I may scalp. But I mean, I'm gonna go to as many games as I possibly can. And honestly, I'll probably end up renewing like probably in August. But I mean, the thing about renewing, and for me, the team has been bad for the last couple years. I mean, last year was a you know, pretty magical year going all the way to the AFC Championship. But before that, you know, at least when you were a season ticket holder, you got more things besides teal deals. You know, you got tickets, you got actually invited to the stadium. They made you feel, you know, proud of being a, you know, a season ticket holder. You know, there was more commemorative things that came with being a season ticket holder. Now it's like you get the opportunity to eat a teal hot dog bun and get teal and white ice cream. That's not even going to make it to your chair by the time, you know, in September. It's like 1,000 degrees outside. So
yeah,
well, I don't know.
I think everybody gets that though, technically.
You are right. Yes, we don't get, I do not get these special opportunities. You are right.
Yeah, you're right though. I mean, there are things I think that they offer. I think, and maybe they even kind of pulled back on this stuff too, because I don't really remember much of this popping up, or if I just wasn't paying attention, where they had like the, you know, go to the movies with the team thing or something. I mean, I know that's more geared towards kids, which is something that was appealing to me having a 12-year-old, but mm-hmm. It just, I don't know if I'm getting old or something, but I understand now the appeal that people talk about with the whole avoiding traffic, being able to watch on your couch in the AC, save money eating and drinking on the couch. And this might just be me in February saying this, and I'm going to completely change my mind when training camp comes and the draft's over, but I don't know. I can see the appeal in that now. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
It's horrible,
but yeah, it makes sense. I mean, there's nothing like being at the game, seeing your favorite team go out and try to perform, and I say that, you know, try. That's what you want as a fan. That's what the team wants. They want fans to come down and enjoy not just the game, but the game day experience. The problem is the team hasn't been fulfilling their end of the bargain. Let's just be real. They haven't. Do I think it's the fans still not coming to the game? It's partly so. It's because it's so darn hot out. That's another thing too. But they've done a great job as far as the experience, trying to get different ideas, trying to do different things, because that's the only chip they have to play.
Yeah. I mean, That's my thing. My thing is, now that I'm being more picky and that I'm, you know, older and I'm not as enthusiastic as I was maybe in, like, you know, my early 20s or something, I do want to have some certainty that the team's going to be good, because I remember that game, Derek, where you and I sat together and I had a heat stroke about 10 times over. Remember that? We were like coming up with ways to get free ice, cups of ice to convert into water so that we didn't have to spend $50 on water bottles. I mean, you know, when the product's bad and there's great alternatives and you're a little older and you're not built as much for that sort of setting, and you have family at home and all the time that goes into it, you know, I kind of want a little bit of certainty that the team's going to be pretty good. And at this point, I want to feel good that the team's going to be good this year. But to kind of transition into the next topic, you know, Coughlin, I guess, had that interview on the AM radio station, which why that's even a thing anymore, I have no idea. But I can't listen to that. I'm sorry. That sound quality is bad.
But it gives the old sports talk feel to it. That's why, you know, AM radio is, you know, sports broadcasting. That's where, if you go back in history, that's where all the big games were listened to before television, before FM radio. So kind of has that feel to it. But yeah, you're right. I mean, he went on there and made a comment that he is still a quarterback. Come on, man. Come on. Smoke screen, though. We don't need any more damn smoke screens.
What else was he supposed to say?
All right, here's what we know. All the other 31 teams are like, fine, keep him. That's one less team we have to worry about. Go ahead, keep him in a $16.5 million deal. That's fine. What else were you supposed to say? Hey, guys, you know, we haven't addressed that situation yet. We have who we have, and we'll let you guys know after the draft.
What was the, like, JK3, what was
the quote? There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, was he basically just saying, like, he is a quarterback on the team?
Yeah, the quarterback, he said he is a quarterback on the Jacksonville Jaguars. He didn't say he was a starter. He didn't say that. But he said he is a quarterback on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Which, you know, right now we are in football season when people are going over the words and wording of it. I mean, we know that he is a quarterback on the team right now. I don't know if Coughlin, and he's never really been, he's always tight-lipped, you know. And with him, it's like, it's literally what you see is what you get. Yes, he is a quarterback on the team. I don't know why they didn't follow up with a question with, like, maybe how long, or if he wanted to even go into that, or maybe, you know, Brent Martineau had to have a set of just canned questions right there so that, you know, you knew what he was going to get. But it did get a lot of people up in a frenzy. It really did get us thinking, you know, about the quarterback position. And I'm going to play devil's advocate here and just say, there's a possibility that this guy could still be on the team next year in some type of capacity. There really is. Oh, man. There really is.
Okay. Unless he turns into Bobby Boucher or something like that. All right.
I'm telling you. I don't. There's a way. No, there's a possibility.
I'll have a conniption.
Well, when you say on the team, do you just mean as a backup, or do you mean like the
stuff? Yeah. Okay. He's not gonna. Yeah, I could see him being on the team as a backup. I really.
That'll be the dumbest thing, though. 16, and I mean, even if you got to give it to him or not, it's obvious the guys on the team don't like him. They don't want to be around him because Bortles doesn't care. It's not about his physical. He can't play the game. He doesn't care. He's not one of the guys because he doesn't care. He might say that on TV, but you know, and in front of the media, but he's just like, whatever, dude, and chill. It's what it is, what it is. And he goes about his, yeah, no.
He could. I agree with you. I agree with you because he did that interview with the Barstool Sports guys during the Super Bowl. And he's just like, yeah, I can't believe my code still works, like to get into the gate. So he goes to work out and, you know, he just pretty nonchalant about the quarterback role. I agree with you. But back to on Coughlin, I mean, I don't think he's going to give up put all of his cards out there. I think everyone in the city knows that Blake can't be the quarterback of the team. He can't be a quarterback on the team. But I mean, I've seen crazier things before.
Well, did he really say that? I don't really watch or listen to that Barstool stuff. I don't think it's very funny, but he actually said, I can't believe my code still works at the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, he said wow. My code still works, and I'm just like, all right, cool. I'm just coming on in here.
That's unbelievable.
But that's what makes him. That's what his appeal is to everyone. That's why people love him and hate him at the same time. They love the fact that he is a great guy. He is, Beach Bar Bortles. He's a good guy. He does his thing. He does his thing for the firefighters and everything else like that. But then on Sundays, it's, are you going to get good Blake or bad Blake? Like, which one are you going to get?
Man, it's time for Robbie to go. I'm not even going to call him Blake no more. I'm just going to call him Robbie. It's time for Robbie to go. Okay, that's what it is. End of story. It's time for him to go. The whole team, the chemistry, we had the talent. Chemistry was the problem, and injuries were the problem. That's what got us
last year. Why haven't they cut him yet?
Heck if I know. I know they technically can't cut him till the calendar year for the NFL starts sometime in March. So they technically can't cut him till then.
March 13th. So you think March 13th is that's when they're going to cut him?
If he is on the roster a day after that day, then you're right. He's going to be on that roster preseason week one.
I think for me, the breaking point is if he's on the roster during OTAs. After you've done all your draft and all the rookies have to report, that first, let's say that OTAs. Once OTAs is there, if he's still on the team or still on the roster there, that's a red flag for me. But, I mean, they're not going to be able to trade him. No one's going to take his contract. No one wants him. So what's going to have to happen to him? He's going to have to get released. He's going to be a free agent. And then he's going to have to wait for somebody else to get hurt. He's going to, I mean, literally, that's what's going to happen. He's going to have to wait till someone gets hurt before he gets another starting job, or gets on a roster in the NFL. Unless he's still on the Jags roster.
I do think it's funny how everybody's analyzing Coughlin's speech. Did anybody try to play his interview backwards to see if there was a hidden message or anything that you ever see when they do that, like in songs?
His hidden message was, we're signing Nick Foles.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm talking about, though, where they play songs backwards and there's like messages to Satan and things like that.
Yeah, like that Missy Elliott song back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
I didn't know about that one. I'm talking about like Guns N' Roses and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a
Missy Elliott song?
Yeah, yeah.
It says like Hail Satan or something?
No, it doesn't say that. What's the name? Oh, crap, I'm having a brain fart. There's a Missy Elliott song out there.
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Yeah.
For Satan.
And
that's it. It's your flipping if you're wearing, yeah, that one right there.
Yeah, and also, Derek, I don't ever want to hear you do the white guy surfer voice ever again. It's uncomfortable.
Well, I'm saying, though, it's like, come on. Show some sort of, like, fortitude, passion, I don't know, something. That's why the guys don't like him. They're sitting here crying, tearing up, getting mad, fighting with each other. And he's just sitting there like, whatever, man. It's chill.
I do think it's funny. I do think it's funny how Jalen gets scrutinized for saying everything under the sun.
Yeah.
And people just consistently bash him. And he is the best player on the team. And then you've got the worst player on the team, offensively, probably. And he doesn't say much. And people are like, oh, man, I really like that guy.
Yeah. I don't know if we can get deep on that conversation, probably.
Robbie got to go, man. Robbie got to go.
Okay. Speaking of AM radio and the old days and things that are old and should go away, Dom Capers was hired as senior defensive assistant with the team. And I really don't have an opinion one way or the other. I don't know enough about him. I know his history, but I know you guys were not super enthusiastic about it.
They need to hire Natron Means and just make this thing full circle and hire Natron Means as the running back. That's just literally what we need to do. We need to hire Natron Means as the running back coach and let this thing just be full circle. Go out, find Joel Schmenge, see what he's doing, see if we need a special teams long snapper as well. Go get Damon Jones, Big Sofa, make him the tight ends coach. Pull Leon Searcy from 1010XL, make him the offensive line coach or a scout or something. I mean, I just don't get it. What's the point of going and getting – the defense was completely fine. The defense, in my opinion, was completely fine. You added a couple coaches here and there, but a senior defense – what does that even do? Is he making coffee?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Probably.
What is he doing? What is the senior is he breaking down film? What is he doing?
Yeah, I don't know. But fun down by the bank fact, we actually had Damon Jones on one time. Remember that?
We did?
Yeah. I think I interviewed him individually.
This was early. This was before we became the trio that we are. This
is is it on? Can you add a link to the description?
Yeah, I think I messed that one up and had edited out stuff in the beginning because I had like said he coached for a certain school and then he switched schools, so it was really awkward in the beginning. But he was really nice. It was pretty good.
He probably thought he was doing an interview with the Times Union.
Yeah, I lied and I said I was from ESPN Radio. So,
hey, I'm gonna go out on a limb. I think we should get a new. I think Con should start over. I think everybody needs to go. I really do.
Okay.
Everybody.
This is a little late. Yeah. This is a little late for this take, Derek. I don't think they're going to do anything.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to go. I'm gonna be on. I'm on the wagon, man. It's time. GM, you know, Tom, President, VP of Football Operations, Senior Defensive Assistant, Head Coach, QB, wipe them all out. Let's start fresh.
No.
Man.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't do that. I mean, the GM for sure. I agree with you on the GM. I think Caldwell needs to go. You know, he should have been, he should have gone, in my opinion, before Hackett went. I think the GM should have been gone first. The GM should have been gone because the decisions come from top to bottom. If you are the person that's doing this, you didn't even bring in any quarterback competition last year, the last couple of years. There hasn't been zero quarterback competition. And you are out here talking about win lunch and all this other stuff, but you can't even bring in a formidable competition at your most valuable position. You can't.
What I'm saying, though, is the fact that it still feels the same. Feels the same. Nothing's changed. Yeah, I know we just ended on the season, but nothing has changed. Teams that have sucked, teams that have, you know, not delivered or not come through, they are making changes quickly, trying to win. We are not. We're still stuck in neutral. We're in reverse now. We're going backwards.
Yeah, that's the Missy Elliott lyrics, isn't it?
But I mean, it's just, I think they want to have, I agree with it having some type of continuity. You know, that's the thing that once you start mixing up things and you start, you know, bringing in different coaches and bringing in, you know, things like that, it just disturbs the continuity. I think right now is probably the best time for them to make a decision at quarterback and kind of shake some things up, you know, because we all agreed that, you know, Blake is probably going to be gone or hope that he's gone. So what better time now to start with a fresh OC in DeFilippo. And then you've got a couple of different offensive pieces that we have that we've added as far as the coaching staff goes. Everyone comes back from injury, hopefully, and they can continue to be the same. And maybe there is a little bit of continuity there on that side. But on the defense, you've seen what continuities can do for them. And, you know, right now it's still one of the top five defenses in the NFL.
And it is. I agree with you on that. But what I'm saying is the fact that the chemistry and the fact that the players are not listening to what the coaches are saying, and it starts at the top with Marrone. Not talking about front office, I'm talking about coaches. Front office, in my opinion, they can all go too with this Bortles crap. But my evidence for this is, how does an offensive coordinator get fired? We've talked about this, and I'm gonna keep saying it. How does the OC get fired, then land with the same job, with better talent, and in charge of an offense, unless, they're saying, oh, he's just an offensive guy, but he's not going to call plays. No, he is going to call plays. And Green Bay has faith in Nathaniel Hackett. So tell me, how does he go from the Jags to the Packers in the same position if he really was the problem and it's really that bad?
Yeah, it's just a scapegoat, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they know they screwed up. That's why. And they're trying to fix it. I hope this is the last year, because if we put up another 3-13 season or whatever, 4-12, everybody's got to go. They all just need to get some banker's boxes. We can drop some off down there at the stadium, Corey.
And down by the banker's boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop some off down there. Yeah. Hey, then they can pack up their stuff and let's go.
Man, that's good. Speaking of Jalen Ramsey, he was back in the news once again, which wasn't really his fault, I guess. But then again, his response does kind of put it back into the area where I criticize him for getting involved in these little goofy fights with other players and criticizing people too much. But anyway, I guess Josh Allen, I don't know what it was. Did he autograph like a fan picture or something? And he put...
He was doing an autograph session. It was from a picture from the Jags game. And then the fan, he autographed it. And then I guess the fan had a request to write, "Hey, Ramsey, do you still think I'm trash now?" Or, "Ramsey, who's trash now?" I'm just paraphrasing to see how it happened. But of course, it went viral. Like all things do when you try to incite, Jalen. And yeah. He is still trash.
Well, I mean, that's the funny thing is, I guess, credit to Ryan on Big Cat Country, because I guess they, basically agreed with what you just said. Was like, yes, actually, he is indeed still trash. And then Jalen Ramsey, quoted it or something and was like, thanks for, or no, what did he say? He used the TF acronym in there. What did he say? He wrote something, he quoted the Big Cat Country article and was like, "You're effing right," or something like that.
Well, he is. Yeah. He's still.
Yeah. So, Josh Allen is 6'6" of hot garbage. So, sorry to our rock pile report brethren up north, but yeah, your QB, Bortles is worse than him, but Allen's still trash, man.
Bortles may be worse than Allen, but Bortles is cooler. We can at least agree there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did see, what was that? You had somebody, JK3, that moved down the street from you with Bills stuff on their car?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, so one of the Bills Mafia, this guy drives an SUV with a huge Buffalo Bills, their logo, and then it's got Mafia underneath it, and I was like, wow.
That's lame.
I completely judge the book by its cover, though, because he's actually a pretty decent guy from what I can tell. But yeah, of course, I told him that I was a Jags fan, and he kind of looked at me funny and was just like, "I see how this is going to go." And I was like, "Yep, it's going to be a good time." So yeah, he all in all, he seems kind of cool. But yeah, man, he's not lying. Allen is pretty trash.
Hey man, I know a few Bills fans myself, and they're nice people. Just except on Sundays, they turn into something that's, man, I haven't seen since, you know, ECW days type stuff in wrestling. They do
ECW,
a lot of
ECW.
They do a lot of crazy stuff on Sunday.
Did you accidentally summon me?
Oops. Did you hear that? So
you got
so is your phone is Siri a Bills fan?
Yeah. I don't know. She responded to my ECW chant. That was weird.
Why did she say, did you accidentally summon me? What do you got going on over there?
I don't know.
For Siri to say, did you summon me?
I don't know. Yeah, I completely lost my train of thought. One of my biggest pet peeves in Jacksonville is the abundance of non-Jaguar stuff that's out there, like other teams. Like outside Florida, like Sports Mania on 3rd Street in Jacksonville Beach has a Patriots flag flying outside right now. And I get it. Like, the Patriots won the Super Bowl, but come on. I mean, isn't that lame?
I don't know anyone that buys anything from Sports Mania to begin with. So, number one. Number two, yeah, that's actually stupid. Like, why would you have your – why? Like, you're in an NFL town, and I get when other teams come to town – you know, the whole business side of trying to, you know, maybe some people are here coming to Jacksonville because it's a cheap destination. It's a cheap flight to get into, cheap hotels, you know, things like that. But when it's off season, you gotta still support your home team, right?
Right.
Like, why would you have a Patriots flag hanging up outside? They're not buying anything because they've won so many championships. So they're not buying championship t-shirts right now. And number two, this is dumb to have that like outside of your store.
Things like that are the reason why Jags fans buy their apparel at TJ Maxx and Marshall's.
Not this again. I did see something. Well, I saw something online. Marshall's got a huge inventory of those Paul George shoes.
Oh, jeez.
Derek, you took yours back.
Yeah, oh yeah, I sent mine back. They were already on the way back, and then I saw that video. I looked over to my wife. I was like, yeah, I'm glad I sent those back. Although
no blowouts here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have to go cop me a couple pairs of those from
yeah, Marcus. Right. Bro. And then Zion, and then he had like a grade one MCL sprain from that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely not signing with Nike now, right?
Oh, no. No. He's going Adidas or Under Armour or something like that.
No,
Adidas are big baller brand.
Yeah, right. Or he can do like Kawhi Leonard. He's with New Balance, isn't he?
Man, nobody wearing them dad shoes.
New Balance, repping the white people.
Kawhi Leonard is the only person. Time out. What? Kawhi is the only person wearing New Balance.
It's great.
Now you are.
I have New Balance. I like New Balance. Okay, last thing, and I don't, what does AAF stand for again? I already forgot. Alliance.
It's so hard to say.
Yeah.
Like when I'm talking to one of my coworkers, and we talk about the AAF, and we literally bite our tongues each morning just trying to say AAF. I think it's the Alliance of American Football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does that sound right?
Yeah, I think that's it. So you guys talk about it every morning, because that was like my point that I was going to make, is that I was a little interested when it first came out. I think I watched part of like the first game or something, and I saw that one big hit that was replayed a million times. But I've lost track of it completely. Like, are you guys still watching it, and are you still into it?
I've watched a couple.
Let me take you back. I don't watch it every morning. It's just like whenever we're talking or talk about everyone. Whenever we're talking about it, and we happen to have the typical water cooler talking, it may come
Corey,
up.
Corey, you got to remember where he works at. Now we're not going to put him out there by name, but he works at a lot cooler establishment that you and I, you know,
yeah,
the industry that we're in versus what he's in. So
sports, hey man. He works at Sports Mania at the beach.
And my rebuttal to that is blame your guidance counselor. Don't yeah, come for me. Blame your guidance counselor.
I'm blaming your company's probably HR regulations that prevent me from working there. That's why.
Oh my God.
Hey man. Hey,
I'm good. I wear New Balance. I'm good.
But yeah, there's been a couple of Jags that are in the AAF that are pretty local. I know Josh Evans mm-hmm. plays for Orlando. Ryan Davis plays for Orlando, but I think he got hurt pretty bad in the last game. Denard Robinson plays for a team. I think the Atlanta team, but I don't know how much, you know, playing time these guys are actually getting, but I mean, it's something to fill the void, at least until the draft, right?
Yeah. And what that game, the other night, that was on Home Shopping Network.
No, that, the game the other night was hard to watch. It was hard to watch because they both had purple on.
Oh, and, I saw that. Yeah,
I saw and that. I could not keep track. And then there was like a behind the back no look pass that was thrown. I was like, "Is this NFL Street like, or what?" And it was completed. Oh, the pass wow. was completed, which makes it even more wild.
Hey, the Orlando team, you know, coached by Spurrier, they got the number one offense out of all the eight teams.
Excuse me, say that again. Coached by who?
Spurrier.
The head ball coach.
Yeah, Spurrier. Yeah, I said it. I got respect for him. Yeah. I can't say nothing right now with Taggart at the helm. But
hey, at least your electric slide's looking good.
You know what? Go somewhere. Go somewhere. We're not even going to get into college football right now because I can't. It's just me, man. I got a buddy of mine that says every team I like is the reason why that my teams don't do well. It's because of me. So he was like, you should go like another team and watch that team win the Super Bowl the following year. The team,
yeah, you do like the White Sox too, don't you?
Yeah, man, they're extra hot trash too.
Who's your basketball team?
The Magic, and they're extra hot trash. Ooh, man,
you need to get out of the Jaguars fan base.
Oh man, you need to start watching that. What's the new wrestling league that Tony Khan's a part of?
What is it? I can't remember. AFW or something like that. DSW.
Yeah. One of those.
That's Dern shoes, man. But but no, Orlando, they've been putting up some points. Very surprising for, you know, upstart league. 2 games in and you're putting up 40 points. And yeah, I know the defense probably isn't that great, but that's still an accomplishment. It's good that they're actually trying to find some kind of, you know, segue into, you know, quote unquote minor league football. Give guys a second chance. Maybe give guys that went to a smaller school that probably could play that didn't get a chance to play and show their stuff. So, you know, hopefully it grows into something. I like the fact that it's going on. You know, it takes some time getting used to, but hey, it's either that or we start watching the lame traveling NBA or baseball, you know, for 162 games.
Well, it'll be interesting next year because next year is where XFL comes out again too, right?
I'll never take Vince McMahon seriously, so I'm not interested.
I know, but they look like they're taking it pretty serious this time, though. So I don't know.
We'll see. We will see.
Well, good stuff. All right, any final thoughts from you guys? Do we want to advertise that we're going to be at Brewers on Saturday night, or is that weird?
Nah, let's not do that.
Okay. Well, we just did. What if in the AFL, right? What or the AAF, whatever, the Alliance. What if the Alliance, I'm going to propose this for you. The worst team in the NFL has to play the best team, the Super Bowl winner or the bowl winner of the AFL. Mm-hmm. And the winner of that gets to either keep their spot in the NFL or go down like Premier League, like soccer. Like you could literally.
That's a you know, stupid.
It would be better than watching the Pro Bowl is what I'm getting.
No, that would be cool. But isn't that the same thing as like the college versus NFL thing? Like there's no way.
No. It's not college.
No.
You think an AAF team could beat an NFL team?
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I just said, what if we watched the AAF champions versus the worst team in the NFL, and they played each other instead of the Pro Bowl. They played each other that weekend.
Uh-huh.
You lose, you go to the AFF, the Alliance. You lose, you go to the Alliance. You win, you keep your spot in the NFL.
Hey, they've been doing that in football for years, man. They've been doing that
for
years.
That's what I said.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You said the Premier League. It's worked.
Yeah. So it's like working, the new entrant to like the AFC South is like the Phoenix Rowdies or whatever that team name is.
Yeah. And they just get destroyed by every other team, and then either you come February after the Super Bowl, hey, you guys got one more game, or you know, it depending on if they win or not. But yeah, the worst team in the NFL needs to play it.
The NFL, I'd watch it. I mean, I definitely would watch it for sure.
NFLPA never let that happen. The guys would be like, no, I'm gone. Like Jalen Ramsey, I'm in Belize. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. That is kind of interesting, though. We should pitch that and see what happens. Doesn't the CFL still out there, too? Don't they have two teams named the Rough Riders?
I don't know anything about the...
Yeah, CFL. Same. CFL. Me neither.
Hey, maybe you should take a look and see if NFL Europe's still a thing.
No, it's not. okay, so I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it there. Remember, if you guys are on Apple Podcasts, do me a favor right now and minimize this. Search us in the podcast store and leave us a rating and review, preferably 5 stars, but put text on there because it's always more fun when there's text to the review. And if you're going to leave a bad review, don't do it. Just never mind. And we are again sponsored by Brewers Pizza, Orange Park and Clay County's Brew Pub, where we will not be on Saturday nights, February 23rd. And we will talk to you guys next time.